the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. This marks the site where Christians believe Jesus Christ was crucified and rose from the dead more than 2,000 years ago. Pilgrims visit from all over the world. Derry Sullivan from Ireland.
Very emotional coming to see the religious sites. I find it emotional anyway, I must say.
The Pope is to meet the head of the Greek Orthodox Church here. This is to mark a similar encounter 50 years ago that launched a dialogue between the two churches after centuries of conflict. A coordinator of the visit, Vicar David Neuhaus, says reconciliation is important not only to Catholics and Orthodox Christians.
This is one of the terrible wounds on the face of the Church, but this is also an opening to bring all Christians together. Eastern and Western, Protestants, Catholics and Orthodox and the ancient churches of the East, to say it's enough. The Lord asked very deliberately that we be one.
Ursula Vega is visiting with two friends from Spain. Lucia Riñón is hopeful.
I think very important steps are being taken. Benedict XVI and John Paul II made some. But I think Pope Francis is going to advance it more. I have confidence it will happen. The will is there.
The Pope during his visit is to meet the senior Muslim leader and two chief rabbis of Jerusalem. Father Neuhaus says this underscores his deep ties to both communities.
He has a deep personal commitment to relations with the Jews, and therefore just as intimately we are also profoundly linked to the Palestinian people. And here is the delicacy. Coming into a region where the joy of one is the disaster of the other and the disaster of one is the joy of the other, the Pope is coming as a profound friend of both.
He says the pontiff will also visit the Holocaust Museum and refugees from various conflicts in the region to show his concern for the suffering of all human beings. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.